This episode is brought to you by Southern Elegance Candle Company, where modern values meet Southern charm. Right now, check out their spring and summer collection with candle scents such as Celebration, Coastal Waters, and Farmer's Market, and our two personal favorites, Southern Sunshine, which fills the room with an amazing aroma of citrus and sugar, and Southern Nights, which is a blend of sandalwood and gooseberries. Be sure to visit secandleco.com and use our promo code CRUX, that's CRUX, for 15% off all regularly priced items. That's secandleco.com, where they lovingly craft each scent and city combination to elicit a fond memory to whisk you to a place of pure joy.
Here we go.
Yo. We back. Feel like we've been gone for a long time. Doogie. What's up, brother?
Well, things been a little different now. You know, I got a fiance now.
Huh?
Lupe. We're going to get married. Didn't see that? Yeah. We're going to tie the knot. Five. You know, but five, I go take my sit down, do my little time, you know. Smash everything out. Because brother Gary, he's a good man.
Yeah.
He tried to teach me things.
Yeah.
When I went to that school with Beyonce, Celtic Hastings.
Congratulations, bro. Congratulations, bro. What's been going on, man? How you been?
Just five taining programming, you know.
Word.
It ain't even a number in there.
That what he say though.
Five taining, you know.
Beezy.
What up, man?
Back off hiatus. I appreciate
you.
It
ain't even a number in there.
It ain't though.
Appreciate you joining,
bro. Chihuahua.
Okay, now, we just exclaimed because we just saw that court-long alley-oop.
You can check time. Yeah.
To Giannis.
But yeah, boy, come on, boy.
I'm sorry.
You good, brother. But, yeah, we've been gone for a minute. It's been a lot that's happened since we've been, you know, away. Future drop. Kendrick drop.
They said Kendrick supposed to say 350 this first week.
Jesus
they
Christ.
Some people said five.
Did Pusha drop before y'all went on break?
Oh, no, we
did. Okay.
About Pusha.
Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow.
Jesus Christ. Y'all heard that?
Jack Harlow. You did.
What?
They said, why Jack Harlow ain't getting indicted with the slimes?
Yeah, they tried.
They asked that lady at a press conference.
His name was somewhere.
Is he in?
Nah, he just, they said he YSL, you know.
Oh.
And they were just locking niggas up. Like, a lot of motherfuckers they locked up just had a YSL gun and shit. He just had on a chain in the fucking video.
In a video. Yeah, that was a part.
Other niggas just were throwing up YSL and they just like, we're going out of conspiracy shit. As long as we can connect you to that shit, we can lock you up and find out what you did later.
Yeah.
But free the slimes, man.
That's a.
But now I ain't hear Jack Harlow, though.
Listen to it. That shit hard, bro.
It is.
He got a track called I Got a Shot.
Uh-huh.
Nigga, with like a reggae beat to it, uh-huh. That motherfucker ride that shit. Okay.
So Jack Harlow harder than ESC. He the best nigga from Kentucky.
Little ESTG.
They from the same place.
Yeah,
you crazy. Yeah. I ain't listening. Jack Harlow can't have better lyrics than ESTG.
I ain't talking. I'm like, you know how like.
Oh, you mean better music?
Music and like you know how sometimes like niggas that talk like ESTG, sometimes that shit don't be as clear.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Harlow
got a Drake voice.
Yeah. He ready for the limelight.
Yeah.
He ready for it. And the beat selection. I'm telling you, bro, that shit hard though.
I heard somebody say that it sounded a little Drakeish.
Yeah. That shit hard though.
Say the album, you know.
But no singing. He ain't singing.
Yeah.
He rapping.
Yeah.
And he spitting.
I'm gonna check it out.
Check it out. I'm telling you.
Definitely has ghostwriters.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Probably not. He probably don't.
I put it like this. The only reason I stopped listening to his album was to check out this Kendrick.
Yeah.
After that, I'm going to listen to Kendrick a couple more times. I'm going back to
what you think about Future? We're going to talk about Future first. Future's drop. You listen to it?
So that Jack Harlow.
Oh, shit.
You ain't the Future ain't hard?
You ain't listen to Future?
It was all right, but.
It's,
that nigga breaking so many damn records and streaming shit for that shit right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I ain't no. That, you
my,
know,
my issue with Future is like I told Doogie pre-pod, like He just say the same shit over and over too many times in a song for me.
Chicken, 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 chicken.
Say that shit
chicken,
like 10 times, chicken. 10, 15 times in a row, nigga. That shit.
Put it like this.
Annoying.
I bet the anthem for the summer come from Future and not
Kendrick.
Like, yeah, Kendrick or Jack Harlow.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely not. I'm going to tell you. Kendrick.
Now, Kendrick going to ride now because Kendrick doing shit I ain't never
Kendrick
seen.
Kendrick made music, this is an adult contemporary rap album.
You hear what Kendrick talking about, though?
Everything.
The Book of Enoch, all kind of crazy. Same shit I be talking about. He motherfuckers about, waking he up getting about, spiritual.
He
bro.
Talking about everything.
But yeah, I caught the one song I caught. Everything. He was saying some shit about, not really denouncing religion, but just like, he named his son Enoch, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And if you really like, that's going to make people, I think like, damn, that's tough, because that's going to make people like research, why the hell the name is son Enoch? Then they're going to find out, well, who the Book of Enoch is, and then mm-hmm. why they take this out of the Bible? What the fuck they talking about? And so when he talking about, a nigga took him on a craft and showed him the world and shit like that, he be like, that's some fucking alien shit, bro.
Mm-hmm. But
he the new Andre 3000, bro. He's schooling the new school to
he got
shit Dre was putting that song to.
That song, Savior.
That's a hard song.
Oh my God.
The song, man. With the video, when he changed faces, bro.
Yeah.
That ain't even on
that
the album.
Even, that ain't even, that ain't, like, that's no. just, that's always his, he do that before he drop all his album.
He killed that.
He dropped a song called Heart. Like, he got a heart, 1, 2, 3, 4, and this was 5.
It's some kind of new video he just dropped. They talking about now where he like running from niggas in the hood or some shit.
Yeah,
like that.
I gotta check. I hadn't seen it yet.
What song is that?
Check it out.
I don't know, but it's like a new one that just dropped, like maybe yesterday or something.
That might be the lead.
I seen somebody else put, they said, after Kendrick dropped this shit, I don't want to hear no more.
Oh, it's for N95.
Yeah, he was like, mm-hmm. They was like, I don't want to hear no more of that Drake to Kendrick comparison shit no more.
Yeah, they got to let that shit go.
What, Drake to Kendrick?
Yeah. Well, like after this album, just like, bro, they ain't on the same level when it comes to that.
Yeah, the shit they on, the shit they talking about.
Not even talking about, I think lyric-wise.
No, yeah, lyrically, no. They not.
Drake hard now, but he just Drake like a punchline. He like, you know.
Yeah, he make great music.
Kendrick is a fucking.
Kendrick delivering a message.
He about like T.I., he bust.
He delivering a
message. Like a machine.
Like
gun.
The song Auntie Diaries.
That's hard.
You know what I'm saying? Like the subject matter of that song, yo. And think about it. This nigga gonna fuck around and get another major award behind
this
shit.
Yeah, he gonna get an award that ain't got shit to do with music.
Yeah, like just because of the shit he addressing, the way he addressing it.
Kendrick probably, if he do a video to the Auntie's Diaries that like talk about somebody being trans or something like that,
mm-hmm.
he'll get it like a GLAAD award or something like that.
He gonna get something? Yeah, because
what's the song about?
His aunt being a lesbian.
Well, no, his aunt.
I mean, yeah,
used was to be it, his uncle.
Yeah,
no,
his uncle used to be his aunt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she was a dude, or she liked women. Mm-hmm. Then he had a cousin that became his favorite cousin, best cousin, became a girl.
Mm.
Like,
that's the same type of shit that got Jay-Z a GLAAD award when he made that song about his mama.
Yeah.
Ooh, cross him.
Jay-Z mama was
cousin. His cousin Demetrius became Marianne. Like that, the song is just so fucking different, man. I would have never, you know, seen something like that coming mm-hmm. from him. You know what I'm saying?
He got
imagine back in the day, though, when you couldn't even be gay. If you was gay, you had to hide it like
yeah.
them people.
Mm-hmm.
That Mother I Sober shit.
I only got a chance to listen to all of it one time so far. That's why when people were like people were saying Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
That shit trash or that shit great. You ain't know that shit that he talking about.
Nah,
ain't
no way you can say that in that. I mean, it's right now, it's fucking some of the best shit I heard in a long time. Hands down. I'll say that. It's refreshing.
It's better than Good Kid, Mad City.
Mm.
Is it better than the Butterfly shit?
Not to me. Not yet.
Not yet.
Cause
it's only been out.
I listened to one of them shit the other day. That one day.
Two days.
One day.
It's pretty much like domestic violence that RZA did back in the day on Bobby Digital shit.
Oh yeah.
But this one was totally different.
Yeah.
It had a different angle. like the end of it just blew me. I was like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Then the end when they be like, fuck me or whatever.
Yeah. And she be like, no, fuck me. I was like, what? They went from that to that? That how that shit go?
Yeah, that shit hard.
That's the definition of toxic. Purple Hearts, Ghostface made the album.
Ghostface Kill on Kendrick.
Mm-hmm. Ghostface made the
album. I heard niggas talking shit like
Kodak made the album.
Yeah, they were saying, yeah, I was just about to say, they were saying, why yet be on everybody's album? They kind of saying somebody like
they kind of mad with him, but yeah, they kind of mad with him. They say he in some shit, but well, he might have a little controversy about it at home.
At his home, like
not at home, but back in, you know, in Cali, because I don't know what the issue is with Kodak.
The shit about Nipsey.
Okay.
Oh, that, well, yeah. Well, that part of it. And then overall, when Kodak
got. But if I'm Kendrick, why I'm camera down, I'm Fruit Top Pyru. Tree Top Pyru, right down at my ops.
But Kendrick you said, goddamn, yeah, he said, but.
We're going to ride against a crib.
It was a man first.
Yeah, I mean, I understand niggas for that too, but still, like, I'm talking about, like, the niggas who.
You say he
Tree Top? The other niggas who, yeah, Kendrick Pyru. But the niggas who, you know what I'm saying, who mad at him for whatever about that shit. Like, bro, y'all don't like them niggas anyway. Why would you know what I'm saying?
I ain't heard that, but I that's fair.
You ain't heard what?
The gang.
Yeah,
gang
shit. The community mad with him.
But I heard people mad with him because of, you know, Kodak got a whole long list of little wild shit that he did, like the shit he did with Lauren London. The shit he did with Young and May.
Okay.
And then the shit that he got in trouble with here, they was like, why would he have him on the album?
Called Mr. Morale.
But yeah, and then this album where he talk about, like, I want to say he said his mama got sexually assaulted. He got sexually assaulted.
No, he said he did.
Somebody, it was like three people in his family.
He made a song about that.
Yeah.
He made a song about that. He said, you know,
guess why his mama, on that end of the day.
He said his mama thought he was lying to her, but he said it didn't happen.
Cause ain't nobody selling more than NBA YoungBoy and Kodak Black out of them young niggas, bro.
But I mean, Kendrick don't need them though.
I ain't saying he don't, but why not?
I'm just like somebody that
and he can rap.
But like if you listen to this album, it's like a thoughtful ass album, and it's got to be another reason for him to have him on his that.
Yeah. He hot. Person. If you listen to Future albums, it's like a second girl type album.
It might be to try to get him. But it might be to get him, try to help him get through that Nipsey situation. Maybe it's that.
Yeah,
Future like, put him on his shit too. The two hottest artists who dropped this week got Yak on his shit.
That ain't a part of like as far as like Future having him on, and he was on somebody else shit too that dropped. But somebody like Kendrick, they like a lot of people, they like they don't understand why, like what he trying to do to help having him on.
That's what I'm saying, he popping.
But Kendrick don't do shit just because niggas popping though.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know what his motive is for doing that. Kodak popping, he a good rapper. Like, what would be my reason not to do it besides what another motherfucker think?
You gotta hear the album though.
Yeah. Name of the song he on.
He put him on there.
It's called Silent Hill.
If you listen to the album and listen to how much he on the album.
How much who on the album?
Kodak.
On Kendrick shit?
Yeah.
Cause Kodak a goat.
I'm not debating that.
No, but I'm saying that's why, like, when for people saying why he don't fit on there, whatever, a motherfucking goat fit on anything. You can put Jordan on any damn team and they're gonna win. LeBron too.
You gotta hear the shit, dog.
Yeah, I mean,
regardless of what he's saying, if it don't fit or not together, you can throw like
LeBron, the shit he's saying on the D-Wayne song, he go with the song.
No, I ain't talking about what he's saying. Like, I'm saying
what he done said.
Yeah, that's the question. Like, it's. Like how deep Kendrick is with all the shit he do, even like with the video with the what's it called, the heart five. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All that it's
another whole reason he put Kodak.
Yeah, it's another.
It's something too.
It got
I think people be always making shit to make it mean more.
I'm saying he ain't say that.
That's the people talking. I think he put on there because he a dope ass nigga, bro. Regardless of what people think about him, the man hot right now. He one of the hottest niggas out. That's the reason he on everybody's shit, bro.
But Doogie though, you of all people, who most of the things you think about, most of the stuff that go on in the world, you look at it to be deeper than what it is.
But I'm saying everything ain't though.
All right, I'm gonna bookmark that.
Some things, you know, I just think, you know,
May 15th, I'm gonna just be like Doogie. It was a nigga that said to me on May 15th.
A wise man once said.
Yeah, I'm going to say a wise man once said, yeah, everything ain't that deep. Yeah. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to use your words against you. Hey. That's how I win arguments.
That's how, but see, that, and that's how, no, I try, but to, that's like, how I try to look at everything.
People just, try not to, people trying to deep, speak for Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's all we doing.
I mean,
that, as people.
But until,
but damn, why he put him, it got to be a reason why he, but well, until, why can't it just be that the nigga dope?
I tell
damn,
you what, I fought with a young, I'm nigga, calling him the boogeyman, and the rap game has just changed again.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I think so. Somebody got, somebody, like, well, it changed for a certain group of people.
Why you say that though?
Because I'm talking about for that group.
You mean of listeners or writers?
The group, no, Kendrick and Kendrick, Drake, J. Cole. Like, he just took it, like, Kendrick ain't made shit in 5 years.
He ain't put no space between him and J. Cole with his album, if that's what you're saying. Because like you said, I think the other shit, I ain't heard it all yet, but he got to be dope as fuck to be better than them other shits. But I ain't hear nobody yet just like, oh, yes, hands down, better than.
Not, oh, you talking better than his other albums?
Yeah. I ain't saying.
Yeah, because he ain't put no separation between him and
this
Cole.
This is what I was going to say, too. Like, the reason why I don't say, like you said, like, Good Kid, Mad City or Pimp a Butterfly, whatever. Like, I don't hear all right on that. We gonna be all right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't hear that on there. Cause that shit, you can listen to that shit and this, all this shit, you gotta be thanking. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I love myself. I love that song. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
And I see, that's the shit I'm on. Some old Nas type self improvement, mind elevation shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if a nigga like that can come from that and be on that shit, then. But I don't think that's gonna set no trend as far as niggas gonna stop shooting shit. Hopefully all these damn Ricos and shit stop niggas from shooting. Cause they already O-blocked the other day too. You seen that shit?
Damn.
They cracking down that gang shit, bro.
Nigga just got shot around there somewhere on Mother's Day.
In Chicago?
Uh-huh. Mm. Coming out of his mom's crib, just brought her a cake.
A regular nigga?
Oh, no, that was a rap nigga. Dirt, rap dirt nigga. People, yeah.
He was affiliated with something.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the dirt people.
Yeah, man. Shit crazy, man. Oh, shit. That's coming. But yeah, the boogeyman's back. B-Love said he ain't even really into the future shit. Dude, what you got to say about the future?
Smashing, riveting.
That's how I feel about the Kendrick
that
shit.
That bitch, Future of God.
It was one song in like the first three or four that I heard. That shit.
You heard the shit with him and Drake? Classic.
How far? You know how far
I'm on one shit.
The shit they got the Game of Thrones video for. That really did it for me.
Oh no, I ain't watched
the video.
That bitch, the Game of Thrones, bro. That bitch out. That bitch got Khaleesi in the video.
The real Khaleesi?
Nope.
Oh,
it
just
look kind of like Doja Cat, but she got the little blonde hair, little white hair and shit, the gray hair. That song with him and Kodak hard. The chicken shit with him and ESCG hard. And he about to drop that monster shit too. Future about to add and wrap the sum up though.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
You think so?
You said monster.
He about to drop.
Oh, I think that. I heard that voodoo shit. I got to go back and listen to all the songs with Tim's. Shit. With Tim's.
Yeah, Future.
Yeah.
Oh, this the one you talking about. You ain't talking about the other one. Yeah, this shit right here is hard.
I guarantee
this
you.
This on the radio, ain't it?
I'm pretty sure it is. It's going to be playing at every club when girls going dancing and shit. Mm. Can't fuck with Future, man.
Man. I mean, but he always have banging ass.
This sound like Kodak song.
What Kodak song?
You know the song he be. You know, you hear the strings in that sound like that. Yeah, it sound like a slowed down version of that.
Probably is.
Sorry, I used to DJ. Sorry.
Yeah, it probably is. That how that shit go though.
Play him and Yak while you at it. Future and Kodak.
The what now?
Future and Kodak. All why right. You turn it? Cut out, John. I mean, B. Time's some slick that Maybach Tim's music or something.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
That's what I need, a Maybach music drop.
That nigga got some dope ass fucking beats, man.
Oh, yeah, the song called Voodoo.
Kendrick, like, the production on his shit different. Like, he got a lot of jazzy shit on his shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit so mellow, man. But Future stay in his pocket. He don't go out his pocket. He stay in his pocket.
Watch that.
Feel like I love her.
That be Yak hard, man. That why he on that bro.
not thinking I'm going to heaven. It's all my blessings, she telling me she don't understand.
They're killing me with all these damn drops.
Everybody, you gotta let niggas know who you is, bro. Get your beat.
Yeah, you gotta let them know.
Come on, man. You can't help. Imagine you going down 20 to the A for the weekend and that Future bump and that yak right there, bro. You can, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna be lit going into the city, yeah, man. Get by Kanye's right there. You just not getting my Stone Crest. Yeah.
You ain't not.
Come on,
you ain't not, baby.
Guess what?
You ain't not.
Oh, God,
I'm
man.
Oh, yeah. I made it.
I fuck with
Call
Kendrick
now.
I made
but
it.
You got the goddamn coming to the Future. I'm like, Future gonna turn
so
you
Future,
up, bro.
So pretty much now. So Future gotta hold Atlanta down now, for sure, right? Since the YSL shit. Like, we gotta get
the
into
thing
this
about
indictment
Future, though.
Shit, yeah.
Future older nigga like us. Them boys are the young niggas, bro. And they was like just turning 30.
Yeah.
A thug did.
Yeah.
And he the oldest one. Like,
hit with the RICO. They repoed the vehicle. Everything was all good just a week ago.
Free
slime. Nah, here we go.
About to
start bitching, ain't you?
Ready
to start snitching, ain't you? I forgive you, weak ass. Hustling just ain't you. Listen, Tekashi already said.
Aside from the fast cars.
Yeah.
Honeys that shake their ass and balls. You know you wouldn't be involved with the
underworld dealers, carriers of Mac Millers,
East Coast
bodies, West Coast cap pillars.
That is ho.
Yeah.
Little monkey niggas turn gorillas.
Yeah.
Stopped in the
hoes
station.
Like I put the gun to your head and made you sell.
Yeah. You know
both what
I'm
came into this game. Did a little better, had more clientele.
It was all good just a week ago. Like, you think, and
he said, you always be in jail, nigga. Just minus the ball.
Somebody
killed it.
Somebody.
When I lit, I'm like, damn, he snapped, bro.
Somebody is
you
gone.
You free, but bitch.
Somebody, you think somebody goes tell on somebody?
In that case?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They already got informants.
Yeah. Oh, they had them already.
Mm-hmm.
And they had wiretaps, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So he said.
With 28 people, you're going to have somebody to tell.
Somebody.
He said, he said on the phone, correct me if I'm wrong, he said on the phone, why y'all ain't kill that nigga or some shit of that?
Nah, he said, why you didn't shoot that nigga?
Why you didn't shoot? He said that on the phone. And Hassan, shout out Hassan Campbell, he got on and did a video about the shit. He said, a gunner.
Why
he turned himself in.
He told me, look, what kind of gangster did
look
that?
Look, what kind of gangsters these? Oh, where these gangsters come from? He was like, man, he's supposed to get low and get lost. Gotta get low, get lost.
Yeah, he said, y'all ain't beat him up or shoot him yet.
Mm.
Y'all boys getting soft.
Mm. Mm. And shooting in jail turned to me stabbed. But Lucha did get stabbed up too.
Oh, so they was talking about Lucha in that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, because they said it on
they
the phone
a video
with a nigga in jail.
And they got a video recording, like when a dude called and say something, and Thug, they asked him something about they can get him or something. And Thug said something and he threw a YSL. Like, I don't know. But you know what? The only thing about that shit, that's Atlanta. That's Fulton County for starters. That ain't Gwinnett and that ain't the Cal.
They got a new
that's
district
Fulton
attorney.
But that time when I say that means like that's like if you had a jail in the middle of North Florence.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's the hood.
Yeah.
And some of them niggas ain't cross their T's and dot their I's and everything, bro. It's going to be some kind of technicality. They're going to pay them rich-ass lawyers, and they're going to be like, oh, well, if y'all didn't even start this shit, y'all did something wrong. You know, some wire shit.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck the whole thing up, bro. I'm hoping that, but.
Yeah. Yeah, my sister, shout out my sister. She lives in Fulton County, and she said,
I'm surprised they ain't get a bond. That how you sure that new DA ain't playing though? Cause you get murder bonds, you get
but
all
if you,
of bonds.
Dog, if you go to Fulton County right now, dog, that shit looks so fucking different. Probably than you know that shit. I'm talking about $1 million fuck houses over there.
Yeah, gentrification taking back.
Yeah, like real shit, like all down Cascade and all, nigga.
Talking about like where the skating rink was at?
No, before that.
Oh,
on the other end. Damn. Yeah, but it's on Cascade.
That side of town, is that where the Porsche place at? That big Porsche building?
I don't know.
That like over there on the same side where
it's like
down
the street from Camp. Well, it's off of Cramp. My sister live off of Camp Creek.
What the Chick-fil-A house called?
Oh, that's that's downtown.
What side of town?
I know you're talking about. That's like
that ain't it. That ain't
I know you're talking about the first Chick-fil-A, the little house shit.
Yeah, they call it some kind of house.
Dwarf
shit.
House.
Yeah, dwarf house. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That ain't on that side.
That's slick downtown, but it ain't.
Yeah. You
know? Oh, so this is like downtown, like near where Killer Mike barbershop at? Like that side?
Killer Mike Barbershop. That really, that's like Adamsville. Like, ain't it where the barbershop at, right?
Nah, this shit like downtown. I don't think it's Adamsville.
Once you get goddamn off 20 and then that little loop right there going down to going 75, 85, you downtown. Mm. Where all that traffic at right now.
I think it is downtown.
By Boulevard and shit. Get by Boulevard
but
and
he
shit.
Got a couple of them, but anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you good. But
Pablo Wine locked up for that same bitch. Lucci locked up for that same bitch.
But didn't Lucci get locked up about that shooting?
Still a RICO case. Mm-hmm. Pablo Wine caught a RICO case. They coming after Lil Baby now. They'll probably come after Duct Tape.
They are coming after Lil Baby.
Oh, they got their names in the shit. And, oh, and that and think about it. Shit. Them boys active too, bro.
4PL.
Shit, for real. Lil Baby artist, we played this song with that Cold Hearted Savage and shit. They had a show, like the outskirt part of the city or whatever.
If he ever go to court, he threw.
A nigga, their homeboy was with him. Nigga drove up on the side of him, shot the car up, and he got shot. But them niggas ain't want to take him to the hospital out there and shit. You know, they want to go back to grade and shit. Mm-hmm. You know, because they're like, shit, a nigga might spin again or whatever. By the time they got him there, the nigga was dead or whatever and shit, and they dropped him off at the shit or whatever. But the heat on them boys, too.
Damn. That's crazy. Then what's the dude name that died from YSL?
RP Lil Key, man. We done play his shit on here too. Fuck with me, his new shit.
Yeah.
When he died, Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Leaning got them perks.
Let's say he got shot.
Kidney failure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he didn't get shot.
His brother took him to the hospital. Look, got it. The other rapper.
Yeah.
Oh, he showed a picture. Somebody car shot up.
No. Niggas cap, the internet cap, bro. I hate the fucking internet. Speaking, we're talking about that shit. I hate that shit, bro.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Niggas do anything for fucking clout, bro.
Cause the first thing I saw was like he died.
Look at this nigga, man. I hate that bitch ass nigga, bro. Him and Jay Crowder, bro. He might have did tell him, but look how he at, bro.
Oh my god.
But hopefully
they get out of that shit, man.
The first thing I saw was he died, and I looked, and it was like his cause of death ain't.
Yeah.
And then a couple of hours later, it was like he got shot in a Hellcat.
Then nigga was talking about damn, he Young Thug and them sacrificed him, and
we yeah, like, I saw that goofy shit.
I hate the internet, bro.
I hate
clowns who could just hide behind some shit and just say whatever the fuck they want to say.
So man. He just died.
He had kidney failure.
Okay.
24 years old. I said just lean and perks. Wow. Gotta leave that shit alone.
How many leans and perks you be doing it down at 24? That's crazy.
A lot.
Them niggas do that shit nonstop.
A whole lot.
That's crazy. He was really an addict then.
All of them are. They drink that shit every day, like how we smoke blunts and shit. And they be like, boy, y'all niggas smoke blunts all day.
They said Thug had so much of that shit in his crib.
Who did?
Thug. When they went in there and got him? Yeah, when they went and got him.
That's crazy.
Said, man,
they locked the nigga's dog up.
Yeah, slime poke.
That was true.
I don't know because it was a picture of a dog in the car.
It was the green dog.
Yeah.
Oh my god, man. That's crazy, man.
Damn, it's over.
Yeah, man. YSL, man.
Free the slimes, man. That one nigga, I'm hurt about getting locked up. I usually don't care about these nigga rap niggas getting locked up, but that's my dog.
Yeah, say he do a lot for community and shit. So. But I told like you can't do but so much for them before they come get you. They gonna come get you. Look how they did Rallo. Once you start doing too much.
What do you mean too much?
Taking care of too much people. Taking care
that shit come for bodies though, man. Anyway, you ain't killing motherfuckers. The Wire.
Yeah.
But what you gotta kill niggas to keep power and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. If you're doing illegal shit.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just wanna instill fear in motherfuckers, you gotta to keep your position of authority. You can't be no weak ass king or no shit like
that's what I'm saying. Like, if you just
you gotta show somebody sometime, all right, get out of line, this is gonna happen.
That's what I'm saying. If you just doing music.
Yeah.
Then
cause he could have been left that other shit alone.
Then but if you in the other stuff, like you say, you gotta do that.
But you can't just do music and like Jones say, be it and go back and do all that neighborhood shit. Cause them niggas gonna extort your ass and run your ass out of it. You gotta be able to let niggas know, like, all right, bro, we ain't fools. Now we got you think we got on these pocketbooks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I mean
You can't be no nice nigga, just go back to the hood and goddamn, like you said, and do as much shit like for your neighborhood. If you come from the bottom, you gonna have to be plugged in or spank somebody's ass or fight somebody's cause they gonna try it. Look at this pretty ass nigga back over here with all this fucking money.
But you can still do a whole lot of stuff in your neighborhood. You ain't got to be in your neighborhood to do that shit. To where they can come and get you though.
So for it to be hands on, I think you gotta be there.
Yeah, but you ain't necessarily gotta be hands on like that for you to do some shit for your hood and affect your hood.
For your ass to show up back in Compton or West Side Atlanta or whatever, and you ain't got no kind of ties to the streets, or something gonna happen to your ass.
I mean, you can show up in the daytime.
Jeez.
3 o'clock in the afternoon with police over there. So,
you see how they did Dolph?
I would say, so you think nigga, say you from Compton, right? Uh-huh. And you start rapping or whatever. You ain't got no like ties to the street or whatever. And you want to come back to Compton and keep doing good shit. Them niggas gonna, hey, cuz, boop de wop, boop de wop.
But I'm saying, if you from Compton, but you ain't got no ties to the street, 9 times out of 10, that person ain't coming back to do nothing.
No, but I ain't saying that. I'm saying they gonna put their hands in your pocket some kind of way, and that shit gonna turn into either you gonna get your ass chumped off, or you got to stand up and show some kind of force.
Or you can tell, hey, these niggas trying to extort me.
And you know what's gonna happen? Think about it. With gang members or niggas like from the West Side, where them boys from, you can't tell them no nigga. And
what do you mean? I can move to damn New Jersey.
You can, but get what they gonna do?
What?
Kill the closest relative you got around.
Well, not if everybody gone.
You ain't gonna move every damn body.
Shit, my mama, that's all who need to move, goddamn. Shit, my mama.
Now you being like how you said how I was being earlier.
My mama and Jones. Don't kill Jones.
They get killed your goddamn cousin you ain't seen him alone. Yeah. And you know it's cause of you.
Yeah.
And they need to write some shit like, tell your snitch ass such and such to come out.
Nah, they all gonna be locked up. I'ma sod them right on up. Going to jail.
You gonna have your family fucked up.
Yeah, whatever, nigga. I'm gonna be alive rich and still build a gym in the hill with my face on it, and I won't go to play ball there. I don't know, man. I just feel like
you gotta to be at any level or damn, like, say not even no street shit. If you want to be a boss or whatever, sometimes you got to fire a motherfucker for some shit. Like, let niggas know. Like, you might not have to fire him for that shit, but you got to be a stern. You know what I'm saying?
You do now.
But once you get to
a nigga gonna run over.
But once you get to that level that he was at musically, God damn. I mean, at what point?
We say that, but if you got $10 million in your pocket and you can get a nigga knocked, you ain't nobody gonna be talking shit to you either, bro. If I got $10 million, ain't nobody be talking shit to me, bro. Oh, you did what? Okay. I give somebody a quick $100,000, $200,000 something. Like, think about it, bro. You got $10 million, $20 million.
Yeah, he got
20 something now.
But if you
they
got
said 15 years ago, if he 30, I mean 2014, if he just turned 30, that nigga like 21, 20 with millions. And you a self-made nigga, man. I ain't having no teeth. I was raggedy, nigga. We built this shit from the ground up. Made these niggas give us the check. You ain't gonna nothing. Nothing you gonna be able to tell a nigga like that, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, just to throw all that away, with all that what you said,
to be
involved like that, to throw it away,
to throw it all away. Like, at what point do you go? You gotta let somebody else run the criminal part of it.
Like, what part? Okay, so he's still.
Oh, that what he was doing.
Not if he was talking on the phone, you know what I'm saying?
Like, okay, all right, you say he's still a man, like, what part of it, like...
We don't know what these niggas in the streets did to them to make them retaliate better than them.
But...
Say one of them niggas killed, say for instance, like, nigga killed one of his, you seen the baby mama just got killed?
Mm-hmm.
Shit like that happened to them niggas, all like, hood shit happened, like, say one of them incidents happened. What are you supposed to do when you got $10
million? $10
million. Nigga just killed your baby mama at the bowling alley. And you know the niggas, like, they got one of them, but you know from the street that this nigga was with them too, and all them boys, your ops, any fucking way. I'm gonna pay somebody to spend on y'all shit, but too, they, bro. We're gonna be on y'all ass.
But they, now this ain't no, like, argument question. This is a real question. Like, they, he laughs, man. For real, this is a real question. This ain't no debate question. Like, they know the dudes that killed her because they knew that was his baby mama.
They're trying to tie in that Lucci people did it.
Oh, okay.
That's what they all started because
where Lucci from? He from Atlanta?
Yeah.
I thought he was from Tennessee.
Well, all that beef shit started. It's a big blood nigga named Nut. And that's the thing you gotta understand too, all this shit. This shit game politics too. Cause it's a big blood nigga named Nut.
Mm.
Nut got killed. That's why Lucci named his album R.I.P. Nut or whatever.
Mm.
But he was over the blood set or whatever in that bitch. The car that Young Thug rented, the first little Jeep or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The niggas that killed Nut was in that fucking Jeep or whatever. But what's gonna come out is the niggas, the other bloods, like, called down to the niggas from the set or whatever, and was like, whatever Nut did, he gotta be killed. Throw damn young niggas step up, did the move. Now he boss of the Bloods and shit. That when the slime shit started jumping. But him and Lucci kind of been at that kind of Lucci OG, even though Lucci ain't Blood, he from Lucci Hood or whatever. But whatever he did, supposedly, the Blood sent the call, like, bro, he got to be Whoop the Walk. And that what started they beef and shit. But even still, like, even if he did got that money, say them niggas did call, I don't give a fuck, I beat, say they did call Thug, like, bro, we need you to handle that shit. Fuck, how much money you got to go do that?
That different than I'm talking as like a regular nigga.
Yeah,
I ain't talking as somebody that's already in it.
Before this shit though, but
yeah, that's totally different. That shit. Yeah, you got $10 million, then you got to pay 10%. You got to pay your tithes to the set. you got to pay your tithes and offerings to the set. So
that's crazy.
But you ain't gonna be able to move free like. If you ain't stealing no force in no part of life, like, you can be nice all you want to. Sooner or later, you're going to have to goddamn...
Well, nah, I ain't talking about...
Bite a bitch, though.
I ain't talking about being nice.
No, I'm just talking about, like, you're going to have to show...
Yeah, you're going to have to be
stern. You have to get physical with a motherfucker, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't mean stern. Like, sooner or later, you're going to have to get physical with a motherfucker.
Most of them niggas had enforcers for that, though.
But niggas don't respect no damn enforcer. Sometimes you got to get your hands dirty as a leader, bro. How you going to tell Jon Snow them niggas... Hey, exactly, bro. How I'm going to tell these motherfuckers... To go do some shit. Remember, told a nigga, I'm telling niggas to go do some shit. That when a nigga told him 1-on-1 and shit. I said, you gonna tell your people that you were scared to fight for them, but you want them to fight for you?
Okay.
You can't keep telling niggas to go goddamn do this and Whoop the Walk when you ain't getting your fucking hands dirty, John.
Yeah, I mean, but.
And you the leader.
But you had to become the leader some kind of way.
Yeah.
So that means you don't put your work in,
huh?
I thought that meant you don't put your work in to become the leader.
You know what this world about, bruh? What have you done for me lately? Them niggas don't give a fuck about that used to do shit. You know that, John. For any damn thing, niggas give a fuck. A bitch can drop 80. They say you got down that bitch the best player ever.
Yeah.
You see how they do Mike? They gonna do LeBron like that next? Niggas don't give a fuck, bro. It's about who right here now.
Yeah.
That's how the world always been.
Oh, you right.
They be talking about, like niggas like Larry Hoover, niggas getting out. Man, them niggas ain't gonna care about that shit, man.
Who ain't gonna care about it?
Nobody.
Oh, you mean us? What do you
Whoever,
mean?
Whoever, they can let Tuga Williams, they can all the motherfuckers that try to bring people back together, they ain't gonna listen to them damn niggas.
Oh, you mean the people that's
anybody influence who they think they can bring back any leader we ever had. People ain't gonna goddamn, they ain't gonna do that
shit.
Oh,
yeah.
They ain't checking for
Martin, Mal, any of the motherfuckers, bring them back.
Ain't nobody checking for it.
If Jesus come back, it'll be a lot of motherfuckers follow me. It'll still be motherfuckers like, man, damn, man,
but that the thing with a whole bunch of that shit, like you said, Martin, Malcolm, Jesus, whatever. In the history, it seemed like everybody was following them motherfuckers, but everybody wasn't following Michael. Yeah. Man, motherfuckers,
you know, nigga, fuck that nigga. Man.
Who?
I'ma eat me a pork chop. You know how many niggas telling niggas, I'ma eat me some pork. That was niggas' man excuse for not being a Muslim. Fuck with American. Fuck that. I'ma eat me a pork and fuck a white girl.
Man, they marching again. Them motherfuckers causing trouble. Man, yeah. I just got this good job at this.
Leave them white people alone. How you doing, Mr. Larry?
Yep. Yeah, it was all like then shit.
Oh shit!
It's a video of motherfucker. They was like doing the reenactment of like Jesus walking with the crucifix and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody hit him in the back, and that motherfucker turned around. He turned around. He had that big cross on his back. He turned around and kicked that man in the chest. That shit was so funny, man. What shit?
That what he did.
It's so crazy. We was talking about that. My homeboy girl. In the military, whatever, we were talking about that shit. So we were just talking about the military. Then we went to talking about God for whatever reason. So they went and going. So I was like, she said something about killing people. She's like, yeah, and the Muslims, and they had them little kids, and they be over there trying to shoot you too. I say, so answer me this. I say, so when we go to the military and we kill people, whatever. So like, God don't care about that. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, he just pardoned a little death because we fight for our country.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's like, no, but we doing it for y'all freedom and such and such. And then they just come shoot. I say, don't you know if Russia came and attacked Florence today, right? And say they right there by the airport, and we know they coming, and we got guns. We ain't just gonna let them motherfucker gonna kill us. They gonna be out that bitch with some Timbers and goddamn Jordans on, shooting back at them goddamn Russia. Yep. The kids shooting with sandals. That's all they got, baby.
That's all they got. Sandals. They wear sandals.
You gonna see niggas wearing?
They don't wear shoes over there.
You gonna see a bunch of black Air Force Ones, Jordans, and hoodies, and poo shiesty masks. Like they trying to, like, you know, nigga have poo shiesty mask on. Like dumb, them people don't know what it is. Shooting sideways.
Yep.
They coming to East Florence. You know, they be the same thing, bro. You can't go in nobody's country and take over that shit and talk about, well, the kids and everybody shoot. You don't know who to kill. That's what she was saying, some shit. Cause somebody, I guess somebody was with her, she had done killed some kids or some shit. She like, we don't know, cause half of them be shooting too. Them niggas, them kids be crazy. I say, they
kids don't be crazy. They trying to protect what they have.
Right, bro.
You gotta protect their home.
You coming through North Florida, telling me you finna take that bitch over. You don't think them little badass kids, they ain't gonna be shooting at your ass? You going through Darlington and shit?
Yeah, right. They go have they good. Yeah. You best believe that.
They man, they ain't wanna come over here though. They motherfucker, that shit'll be different.
Yeah.
If somebody invade over here?
Yeah, not if they do on the ground shit. They do some ass shit. They'll win.
Yeah.
In America, Jack. Yeah. That motherfucker's scared of America. You know they think America's crazy.
But you know how we like go set up some shit and we go through them shit to go take over. Like I wonder, like if a motherfucker, we ain't never had that shit, but if a motherfucker like say they land in damn Georgia or whatever, and we hear like, yeah, them bitches in the A right now, they got them coming to South Carolina, or they coming through this way over the East Coast. Like, bitch, I can see us not getting ready.
Everybody of pistols and all kinds of
lock
it and loaded.
For real.
Yeah, right.
White boys and them damn Confederate flags on them damn pickup trucks.
We all be friends then.
Yeah.
We got to come together. The Night Walkers coming.
Yep.
Foreigners coming.
But you, just like you say, the Night Walkers coming, it was still motherfuckers day.
Yep.
Trying to fight. But like, nah, fuck that shit. That ain't we ain't got nothing to do with that.
All right, get what then.
Yep. They going to take over your ass. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's how crazy shit is, though. Like, when it be some shit, everybody need to join the hands and do whatever. It always gonna be some motherfuckers that's against that shit.
And then it'll be a bullshit reason, like on the show, like motherfuckers mad just cause they select Jones as the goddamn leader, right?
Yeah.
Man, I wanna follow Jones, bitch ass, man. I ain't never liked that nigga. Uh-huh. So bro, you gonna risk your whole squad down cause you don't like Jones?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Scandals. See, a nigga like me though, like this how damn slime I am. Like I'd be like, yeah, bro, we fight with y'all, but we gonna fight with y'all. But if I can get a chance to kill your ass on the battlefield, I'm gonna knock your ass off, y'all. Hit my straight. Oh, yeah. God, I know I can live back there. All my niggas who I didn't fuck with, we gonna fight together and shit. Oh, yeah, y'all ain't coming back, Jack.
God damn.
I don't know how we got there, fucking me and my story, but free the slimes, man.
Yeah, man. They got a long fight. Well, a real big fight ahead of them.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it's going to take, but.
Shit, Pablo Juan ain't. They say he been in that bitch. He ain't been in the court or nothing yet.
Oh, yeah. They going to make him sit.
They put what you call in court yet? He turned himself gunner.
They ain't get no bond.
Yeah, ain't gonna get no bond.
Which is really tough. Like I said, on Rush Street, they usually give you as a bond, but I guess his new lady trying to show out.
I feel worse for like Young Thug.
Colucci got a bond on his Rico. Remember? And then they locked him back up because he did some like Winston Script Club or some dumb shit.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He had a monotone and shit.
I feel worse with somebody like Young Thug who just at the crib chilling and they pull up at the crib and now you got to go. But Gunner, he like had a little time to plan.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah, God and Umfunk was giving, matter of fact, I see them niggas. Young Thug brother Umfunk.
Oh.
They said, Umfunk, why you lie to me? You know that song?
No, man.
But that bitch and that bitch of Dalton sing their ass off. The hardest niggas from Dalton.
Saying that song.
And it's him and then it's all right. They say, Umfunk, why you lie to me? Umfunk, tell me why you play.
How you get
let me
that?
Tell you how real, this how real Thug is on a side note. Umfunk had got locked up for a body and shit. They got like the same daddy or some shit. They try to lock him up for a body. And get a nigga like 20, 30 or something, some crazy shit. This nigga Thug kept getting lawyers and shit. This whole time he was like coming up and shit. I got that nigga up here. Got that bitch out of jail, mission and shit. Got a nigga home and everything. They trying to lock his ass back up again, bro.
Man.
And he didn't even do the shit, for real, for real. They were like railroad him, like it's facts on the internet. Like, they knew he was Thug brother and whatever.
Yeah.
Got a nigga out, they still trying to get him. But I seen him and Yak Gotti giving away shit still in the hood yesterday. They was like, niggas on the run, but they still like they doing it. Him and Yak like giving out clothes and like shit for the same thing, bro.
Yak Gotti.
That's they talking crazy. About YSL means stand for y'all serving life. I said, in the hell, boy.
Everything a joke, hey, bro.
I'm telling you, they don't wait. They don't wait a damn second.
The thing be, though, it always be a nigga who hiding behind some shit. You go to a nigga page, they don't got no post.
Oh, no.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, bro, like, bitch, you talking shit from a fake page. But like, think about how lame it is. You made a page up
just
to damn trolling.
Just
like,
to do this shit.
That's I hate these new niggas, bro.
That's a good joke, though.
I hate these new niggas, bro.
That's how they operate, man.
Tekashi got something to say.
Yeah, he trolling. I'm like,
I can't wait for him to get
just shut the fuck up,
dog.
I'm so sick of this dude, man.
Of all the people, why couldn't Tekashi be in the damn
him and Wack 100?
Why he couldn't? Both of them niggas should have been in the grocery store in Buffalo. Sad.
I seen it all. I talked.
Damn.
Ain't that bitch? I seen it all. They're so goofy, bro. I taught the nephew.
In the jail, I went in there and visited him. That's how whack be. On Pyro. Your dumb ass. Oh my gosh.
Man.
Oh my god.
What's wrong with goddamn Tekashi, man? He just won't disappear.
Somebody, he need to go grocery shopping in Buffalo.
He did. He but one thing about him is we ain't got to worry about hearing none of that bullshit music.
I don't know unless Nicki Minaj here, because she put him out on that bullshit.
I hope she don't put him on her shit. She done drop her shit on.
He dropped the album or some shit.
Oh gosh.
Niggas ain't giving that attention he want though.
Ain't nobody want to hear that shit. Boy, you
done. Get what he talking about in his song. Why Lil Durk ain't slide for King Von.
That was
recently, ain't it?
That would have happened the thing. Like, why you like, bro, you worry about that shit. You done snitched on every damn body.
He fucked up.
He talking about Gunna snitching now. Like, I told you Gunna was gonna snitch. Like, bro.
He fuck up Perky on bag.
Yeah.
But Perky, Buddy gave Perky some money.
Who did?
Steve would do it. He gave Perky like a bag, some Cartier shit.
Who did?
Steve would do it. The white boy
who
got him Haitians got on his ass.
The one who set him up.
Oh
yeah,
when Haitian got on his ass, he was getting death threats. He started getting scared. And
the white boy who set him up gave him money.
Yeah.
Oh,
gave him like probably like 30-50 bands, some jewelry. Oh, okay, and shit,
so
like
he
that.
Tightened him up real good.
Them boys on his ass.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you got down talking about you ain't know what Tekashi was doing, whether you did that shit or not, bro.
Perky on Haitian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he can barely talk English.
Yeah. For real? Oh shit.
Yeah, get that.
Sakwa say.
Yeah, man, get that nigga from.
Nigga got a chicken bone buried in the backyard on your ass. Goddamn, what? I missed it.
Look at Aunt, bro.
Look, John. Look at boy. They giving him hell. We watching Wipeout, y'all.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh.
Hi, Chihuahua. Hi, Chihuahua.
They beat the fuck out of that man.
I swear.
Hi, Chihuahua.
Hey, y'all. If y'all want a good ass, that nigga tired. He 32. No. That nigga look old as fuck.
No.
Look at him.
I just got an idea, bro. They need to do this shit, Black People Edition. I guarantee we do wait. Them motherfuckers there, bro.
It'd be some black people.
Like Kelly Sherry. Look at her. Hey, look how she look. That girl ain't finna have no kind of athletic bones. Look at Buddy Perez at the bottom. Right there.
They won.
Oh, okay, they lost.
Y'all gotta watch Wipeout.
Yeah, this shit crazy.
What?
Ooh. Aichi. Wow.
This boss ain't employed. Oh, okay. That'll be that fun. They running out of
shows. They running out of shows to put on TV.
Put your boss and the employee on there together.
Wack 100 talking about Nipsey Hussle gay.
Yeah, we
talking about on Pyru. His little Nipsey on the back. He fucking her from the back, right?
The other homeboy's getting his dick sucked. Nipsey walks up on her, right? Walks up on him.
You know, that's a California shit. Walks up on him.
He jizzes in her mouth. He pulls the girl's face off his cot, kiss her in the mouth, holla at neighborhood. I ain't want to put it out, but you know, I got the tape.
Yeah, well,
that bitch, where he got everything, man.
If you got the tape, you, what you watching the funny, what are you?
he said he got it. He said the reason he ain't brought it up, he said because Big U done told him not to, and they was extorting Lauren London and shit like that for money and whatever. Lauren London for money and shit like that.
Well, Big U was?
No. He's saying him and Big U was doing that shit. That was her son say. Both of them niggas is greasy. Greasy niggas, son.
Who was her son?
Hassan Campbell.
Another YouTube one bites the dust. Light skinned nigga with a big ass. Let me tell you something. Shall we begin?
Shall we begin?
He's a greasy nigga. I never liked him. I seen it from the beginning. Wack is a foul nigga, yo. Yeah. He's a greasy nigga.
Yeah.
Get his snot box rock.
Yeah.
TV turned off.
That bitch got some sayings, man.
Something.
I don't know.
Something.
He from New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bronx.
Yeah, big YouTuber. Big
Bronx,
YouTuber.
Bronx River.
That nigga look like he got Down syndrome.
That nigga, African Bambaataa, used to molest him when he was little.
He was molested.
Oh.
Yeah, he was he was the first one to come out with that shit.
I used to rob Fat Joe.
That exact kind of
shit. He's coming by my projects.
But Hassan, he a little older, ain't he?
I don't know. Hassan was a get busy nigga though.
I was a get busy nigga, son.
Yeah.
You say he from the Bronx?
The BX.
Who from the Bronx?
Hassan.
No, I'm saying who else?
Joe.
KRS-One.
Everybody.
Remy Ma.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of niggas from the Bronx.
Fat Joe from Queens.
Fat Joe from the Bronx.
Uh oh.
Big Pun.
Big Pun on all the whole terror squad. Mm-hmm. All them. What them boys is New York to the heart, but I love
Peter Gunn.
Right. The other homeboy's getting his dick sucked. Nipsey walks up on her, right? Walks up on him.
You know, that's a California shit. Walks up on him.
He jizzes in her mouth. He pulls the girl's face off his cock, kiss her in the mouth, holla at neighborhood. I ain't want to put it out, but you know, I got the tape.
Yeah, well, he
that
told
bitch where
song.
He got everything, man.
If you got the tape, you what you watching it for, then what are you?
He said he got it. He said the reason he ain't brought it up, he said, because Big U don't tell her not to, and they was extorting Lauren London and shit like that for money and whatever. Not Lauren, yeah, Lauren London for money and shit like that. And
well, Big U was?
No. He's saying him and Big U was doing that shit. That's what her son say. Both of them niggas is greasy. Greasy niggas, son.
Who was her son?
Hassan Campbell.
Another YouTube one bites the dust. Light skinned nigga with a big ass. Let me tell you something. Shall we begin?
Shall we begin?
He's a greasy nigga. I never liked him. I seen it from the beginning. Wack is a foul nigga, yo. Yeah. He's a greasy nigga.
Yeah.
Get his snot box rock.
Yeah.
TV turned off.
That bitch got some sayings, man.
Oh. Something.
I don't know.
Something.
He from New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bronx.
Yeah, big. What big YouTuber? Big
Bronx,
YouTuber.
Bronx River.
That nigga look like he got Down syndrome.
That nigga, African Bambaataa, used to molest him when he was little.
He was molested.
Oh,
yeah, he was one of the, well, he was the first one to come out with that shit.
I used to rob Fat Joe.
That exact guy.
He's shit. Come by my projects.
But Hassan, he a little older, ain't he?
Hassan was a get busy nigga though.
I was a get busy nigga, son.
Yeah.
You say from the Bronx? Uh-huh.
The BX.
Who from the Bronx?
Hassan.
No, I'm saying who else?
Joe.
KRS-One.
Everybody.
Remy Ma.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of niggas from the Bronx.
Fat Joe from Queens.
Fat Joe from the Bronx.
Uh-oh.
Big Pun.
All the whole terror squad.
Mm-hmm. All of them.
What them boys is New York to the heart, but I love
Peter Guns.
Lord Tariq and Peter Guns.
Mm-hmm.
KRS-One, ain't it? Mm-hmm. South Bronx.
Yeah.
He from there.
That Sex Money Murder shit. I got
that from his projects.
Yeah.
What's that?
The blood set.
It was a set. Them niggas used to call themselves Sex Money Murder.
Oh, no, I know. Usually that was Young Thug.
Yeah.
They Sex Money Murder Bloods.
Who?
Young Thug.
Over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That should be down here in South Carolina. Like, most of these niggas Sex Money Murder are either G-Shine.
Mm. I heard of G-Shine. Mm. That's like, Bobby Smurda now?
No.
Who was G-Shine that got locked up? Some rappers.
Blood niggas. A lot of niggas from Columbia, G-Shine. All that shit started on the East Coast in the jail. They don't respect them shit really on the West. I can say they don't respect it, but.
Because most of the West is what, Piru?
I mean, they be that shit too, but like the niggas who started that shit on the East Coast, like, was niggas that got exiled from out there and they just brought the blood shit over here. That's why Whack them don't be, you know, Jim Jones, be on Jim Jones' on ass and shit like
what's
that.
What's Jim Jones now?
He blood.
But I mean, is they a certain faction?
Nine Trey.
Nine Trey. Mm-hmm. Treyway.
Oh.
And that's a New York set just for the whatever street they're from.
Who used to holler at Treyway in their music? 6ix9ine.
Mm-hmm. Remember Mel Murder, them, Mel Mason, them niggas. Them was damn Cameron Dipset, them niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Jimmy high ranking blood, though. Jimmy kind of was one of the first bloods in New York. You think about it. Think about the Dipset music. He was one of the first. He might have been one of the first blood rappers from New York. Other first blood rapper from New York, bro. You think about it.
Possibly.
Yeah. Before Dipset, who's wearing red bandanas from New York? Like that, it only started. Gangbanging only started in New York in the '90s. Like I think, like 1993, some shit. Like late.
Well, nobody rapping like that.
Yeah.
What, Jim Jones might be because on his certified gangster shit.
Yeah.
And he went to Cali to do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But T. Rogers, them niggas.
Yeah.
But T. Rogers from Chicago, and he took. He asked he was a Black Peastone, but he was living in Cali. He asked them boys. Jeff Fortnum, could he make a branch like that? And that where Peastone Bloods came from.
Mm. Okay.
All that shit to be on Training Day and shit like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Okay. See, yeah, you can get all that good knowledge here at the Music Jones podcast, man.
But in California, like I said, you know, that shit different. Shit up. A Crip can goddamn, Lord have mercy. A Crip can, you can be on this street and the next street over be a whole different fraction of the Crips and y'all beefing with each other.
That's the wild shit, right?
Yeah, that's the shit I don't.
That's understand. Why they call that shit by neighborhoods. Like, it's about, like, say this neighborhood is a Crip. So y'all might be under the Rollins. Y'all Rolling Twins. When you go over here on 23rd Street, these niggas might be Hoover Crips. Mm. And Hoover's the neighborhood beef. If you see them niggas with them Astro hats on, matter of fact, remember when Tekashi used to go out there, he'd be with them niggas wearing the orange all the time and whatever. Uh-huh. Them was Hoover Crips and shit like that. Them niggas, they beef against neighborhoods and shit like that. And blood, AEBK really. But they like the smallest, but they do the most damage and shit. Like, niggas know, like, you run across a Hoover, and then you got an 8-tray, like, you know, all them niggas kind of beef with Rollins and shit like that.
Jesus Christ.
But you got to think, that shit probably be like, all them niggas be together, and all it take for to go out one time, and these Crips beef with that Crip, and you kill their cousin, yeah. And now y'all got a whole beef of forever, and I fuck them niggas on that side. Man.
It's crazy.
Fucking crazy, man. Fucking crazy. What's looking like?
He tapping on his tablet, he's trying to find...
What else Wax said, though, man? I'm saying his dumb ass.
Wax said all kinds
of
shit.
He said some other shit, too, bro. What else he say, John?
He got the squeeze on Nori and Kanye.
Got the squeeze on him? What he mean?
Oh, yeah. He said them niggas had even starting niggas.
Like now?
Yeah, he said Gilly and Waldo. Gilly and Waldo. All them niggas, like, when they come to the West Coast, they got to check in. Like, they know.
To him?
Pretty much.
Somebody.
If they want to make it out there. You know, I get robbed and shit. Matter of fact, the same shit we talking about.
Yeah.
You ain't got to be on that shit. Like, this is how that shit go,
that
bro.
Shit kind of whack to me, though.
It is.
That what Hassan be saying. He be like, man, y'all lady niggas come to the East Coast and play around all the fuck they want to. And they you trying to tell me I got to tap in and check in with nigga? I will never. I will stay my ass at home with my guns.
Like,
and how do you hear me start talking like that? I will never stay at home.
Like, Kanye got to check in. Kanye ain't no gangster, right?
Yeah. Kanye GD.
Is he GD by affiliation or he just
GD? Who I heard somebody talking about that shit. Like, it was Academics. He was telling a story about how, like, niggas lie. Like, you know, he said that shit on the song. He's mm-hmm. like, niggas say something about Kanye trying to troll. He's like, no. Like, it's a true story. He telling a story. Like, I was at a damn party, such and such, and Kanye had like his GD home, like I said, like he always rhyme. You know, he rode with Larry Hoover's son any mm-hmm. fucking way now.
Yeah.
And he from, like he said, the dude was telling him, like, nah, Kanye really GD. He's like, Kanye, mama, when it was growing up, all her friends and shit was GD's, her family and whatever, woot the woot. They was like, so you trying to tell me Kanye mom was GD? He's like, no, I ain't saying it. He's like, mom was never involved, but like,
just
all
because
his aunties and uncles, that shit around him. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. if you around that shit, you damn sure ain't gonna be the op. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's like, but they like, for real, Kanye real plugged in GD. They're like, so Kanye got beat down and such and later, like, bro, that ain't how the shit go in Chicago. That's some LA shit. You gotta get beat up to goddamn get in this shit. Bro, the fuck I look like? You know,
well,
trying to test niggas see if they tough. Yeah. Big guns tough. Ain't no more, jumping in. And they were asking about DPs. Like, bro, that shit ain't gonna happen on the East Coast, bro. Ain't nobody gonna let no grown ass men whoop their ass, and I gotta go home to my kid. Like, what happened to you, daddy? You swole up? Yeah, baby, I had to let the boys whoop my ass. Grown ass man, bro.
They do that shit different out there.
Yeah, but and that's what it's gonna say. I done seen niggas from Cali. They were saying like Crip Matt was tripping. They were like. Cause ain't no damn grown ass men for the fucking.
Yeah.
Think about it. You going this way knowing you got to get your ass.
But if you in on the culture, then you gonna follow behind what everybody say.
No, I want to tell you. I be watching Adam 22. This niggas on the show sitting there like, bro, today, like where I'm at right now. Like maybe back in the day when I was gaming, like young nigga, but like as a grown ass man, nigga not finna goddamn do that to me, bro. AD, all them niggas who be on the show.
Yeah. Y'all niggas, I can't.
They kick
know.
They kick Crip Mac off the. He can't be on Adam 22 no more.
Why?
He be damn dissing the Hoovers.
Oh.
Ain't no T-Rail. You don't watch that No Jumping, man. Y'all should watch that shit. Dope ass podcast. But T-Rail, he really used to be the nigga for Tiger Muscle and shit, but he on the show now.
Yeah.
But every time, you know, your boy don't like the Hoovers. That's why he got Hoover Killer on his head.
Yeah.
Call him Snoover Sexuals or whatever. Yeah. So he be on there like sneak diss. They don't really let people come on this. You know, you can gangbang whatever, but so they had like them boys was gone one time and they had Crip Mac on the show, the little young niggas, the new niggas.
Yeah.
And he was just Snoover Sexual this and Snoovers and Hoovers and this and that and then whatever. Fuck him in the ass like a Snoovers do. And they asked him something about T-Rail. He was like, fuck cuz. It was a woot the woot and this and that. And T-Rail was like, bruh. Let niggas know, bro. Yeah, if y'all like what I bring to the table, and y'all, you know what I'm saying. Like this where I work at, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I don't want to have to damn bring no game politics into this environment at Woot the Woot. And I feel like if Adam fought with me, he was like, if anybody interviewed this nigga, had this nigga on anything else on the No Jumper shit, bro, I'm gone.
I'm out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't come on here and diss the damn thing. As a matter of fact, he did an interview with your boy Jay Stone, Nipsey homeboy, and that shit made the West Coast go crazy because Hoovers and Rollins ain't supposed to be together. Like, them niggas them niggas hate each other more than Bloods and Crips.
Damn. And they the same gang?
Not no more. A lot of Hoovers dropped, they Hoover gangs are criminals. A lot of them, like, that's why they wear the orange rag. Some of them still Crips, but them niggas, EB, them niggas go against everybody.
Shit complicated.
Yeah. It really ain't, though. Like, I used to think that shit, but, like it really ain't.
I just go out there wear all white.
That's yeah.
The thing is, you just don't want to go to them places. Like, you know, some nigga be like, man, I want to go to the hood when I go. I was never that type of nigga, bro.
Oh, no, I definitely
want to be where the tourists at. I'm like my nigga G, bro.
Yeah.
And I go to New York or D.C. or some shit. We might go to a Rucker game or some shit like that. But after that, bro, let's go back downtown to that hotel.
Yeah.
I ain't going to even lie, I be in the hood.
Well, I ain't trying to go there. We went to play. We went to.
Love a gangster.
We went to Pittsburgh. We went to Pittsburgh back in the day. And damn. Went to some little projects. We were chilling, chilling. We ended up seeing somebody get killed.
Wow.
But damn, we was going to that bitch. My homeboy was like, I was like, bro, where the hell we going to that shit? My homeboy looked like, he said, look at them shit called a brown draw. I said, what? He talking about the brown draw. I said, what that mean? He told me, I know a lot of them fuckers got some brown draws in there. They got a little brown draw project. They're telling that boy, big ass ass murked in the brown draws, bro.
God damn.
Yeah, bitch, I know there's a lot of brown draws in there, boy. I'm talking about these projects was for days, bro. Like,
huge.
I'm like, what?
Man.
We out there chilling and shit, getting drunk. Everything be cool. You like, boy, I like this shit. This shit like being at home till something happened.
Shit ain't like being at home.
Yeah,
no
let's
more.
Go back. What time y'all say that was what time y'all said breakfast started?
Yeah, we've been
what time it was? 6:30 in the evening. What time y'all say breakfast started again? Yeah, I gotta go get ready for that.
Nigga trying to go get an hotel.
What you talking about? This
shit. But yeah, man. J. Cole went diamond.
With what?
No Role Models.
That's the track? Which track that is?
Dun, 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 dun. Will Smith, man. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved.
Oh, okay.
When I heard that shit on Fresh Prince, I'm sure. I was like, yeah, my boy on.
Yep, so that went diamond.
First things first.
Jermaine, Cole.
Yeah.
The real is back. The villa is back.
Yeah, man.
Oh yeah, that got my favorite part in there.
Yeah,
there's an old saying: shame on.
He had to pay
who?
George Bush for that?
Nah, because I think he got it from like ABC or some shit like that. Yeah. So
he had to pay them.
Nah, it might be public like knowledge or though. Like certain shit.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, say that to say this.
Fool me once, can't
you fool me again.
Fool me once, you can't get fooled again.
Was he the dumbest president we ever had? Like, I don't really remember Nixon them like that. Well, no, what Nixon was? What year he was?
60s.
No, I lied. I wouldn't have known him. Yeah. I think like Reagan been the first nigga I remember.
Yeah.
Like,
80s, yeah.
Just
yeah.
say no to drugs and t-shirts and shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And come to find out they fooled her too. They talking about say no and they locking black people up and they bringing the fucking drugs in this bitch.
Yeah.
Carter.
Yeah, Jimmy
might
Carter.
Be Carter.
Yeah, I don't remember
Jimmy Carter.
But he might have been.
He left in 81.
Guess I know Jimmy Carter. The road in the A.
Jimmy Carter?
What? Jimmy Carter? Everybody know Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter Boulevard.
Jimmy Carter, big time down there.
But I did not know he was a president until I moved down there.
Yeah.
Fool me once. You can't fool me again.
Yeah, but I shout out to J. Cole for joining that plateau. David Letterman had a fucking segment on this show.
I mean, what are we going to do?
Called Dumbest Thing. I mean,
oh yeah, the dumbest shit the president said like this week or some shit.
Him and Trump though. Ooh.
And he had to think about it. He did
Trump
that shit.
Really ain't dumb. Trump just politically incorrect.
Yeah, bro. He just said a lot of stupid
shit. Nah, Trump dumb.
No,
too.
He ain't, bro.
He said some dumb shit too.
What? He said a lot of stupid shit.
Cause I don't think he dumb.
No, bro. This
even
nigga,
when he be talking about like he lie a lot.
He said a lot
this
of
nigga said
shit.
Some shit like about shooting bleach in your arms.
Oh yeah.
Chlorine. Come on, bro. He said shit on TV.
Yeah.
That's some shit you say around in the hood.
But that's why I said, like, I think Trump damn, is he a troll?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, he be dead serious.
he didn't get that from no advisor. Like, that's the thing about Trump. He's so dumb. Like, he's so, I don't even know if he's so dumb or he's so smart. But, like, he'll say something. you be like, Trump, that shit ain't true, man. But he like, it is. I know it. Yeah. Trust me.
Yeah. You got to believe me.
You got to.
You got to believe it.
Go ahead, Trump.
We're going to build a wall. It's going to be from Florida to California.
It's going
to
be a beautiful.
You know how long that wall would have been, how long that shit would have took? That would be like the pyramids, bro. You know how much money that shit would have cut.
Yeah.
It's going to be a beautiful wall.
You got to believe me. It's going to be the biggest wall you ever can build.
The most beautiful, best wall ever. Everything was always the best.
It hit apart. And Mexico's going to pay for it.
Yeah, South Park was like, what the fuck? Yeah. I better make it say, no,
yeah, man. And last but not least, I just want to shout out to one of my favorite albums that came out in the year
2002.
Cam'ron's first album released on Rockefeller Records.
Come home
with me.
Bro, I was watching
it 20 fucking years, dog.
That's damn, crazy.
That's crazy.
Like, I be, and that's
you just
I,
mad because your ass is old.
Yeah. That shit is
what
crazy.
A granddaddy song was. Oh, nigga.
Yeah. This old man.
This shit.
Them niggas ripped that shit, bro.
That shit was like.
Bro, this track right here, though. This beat.
Yeah, was unreal. It was unfucking real. And you know, K-Slade was all through this motherfucker too.
Mm. Wet 100 talk shit about K-Slade too, man.
After he died.
Somebody he had to squeeze on that nigga too in all them niggas' pockets, he said.
Somebody gonna get him, bro. No, nobody ain't gonna get him. He gonna live forever.
That's how you gotta talk now to make a nigga fuck nigga down. Yeah, ain't nobody gonna get to college. He gonna live a beautiful life.
Yep.
Yeah.
This only had 7 tracks?
No. It had 14, 15.
It say 7 on here. Oh, it's the other versions. Let me see.
Yeah, because this was number 7 on the shit.
This shit made me wish I was from New York.
Oh, God.
But them boys are talking shit to each other in the song. They was pretty much beefing on wax if you really, really listen to it.
Cam'ron told a story of that shit on Drink Champs.
Uh-huh.
He was like, Jay-Z heard the beat, was like, yeah, I'm getting on that.
Yeah. And then he got on it and was like, you know, I'm from what the one, blah, blah, blah. They pretty much just talking shit to each other.
There's some shit talking, boy.
Yeah. Checks with the hand that don't write. Off the head when it's rambling on the mic. And I go off the head.
The hardest part of this song is Jay say something and then Cam be like, you're damn right. Yeah. That shit hard, bro. That shit hard, bro.
And them boys couldn't get along
at the time, but Cam, yeah. But now they, that shit remind me of like
I know they cool. They probably cool now.
That shit remind me of like how everybody back in the day was like mad at Diddy because they ain't really understand the business and they yeah. understand what he was trying to get uh-huh. them to do. Now they see it. Now they cool with it.
Yeah.
Like Cam was like, you know what I'm saying? Basically, he just couldn't understand how Jay was. You know what I'm saying? He yeah. was not hating on Jay, but like, damn, I ain't about to
mm-hmm.
back down to this man or whatever. Yeah. I'm a boss too.
Yeah.
But now you hear him talk, he be like, nah, that's that nigga.
Yeah. Yeah.
This album, bitch, a billionaire and your ass goddamn.
This might have been.
Still, when you was out, you the rapper, you damn right. You lost. You better buy down.
This was his best.
You going to sound like a hater if you start saying bad shit about Jay-Z and you Cam'ron.
Yeah.
If you don't that's got why, that bill and you talking shit about Jay-Z,
and that's why
like a hater.
When they was really beefing on wax, that's why Jay said, only time you went platinum, you was on my label.
Ooh.
Man,
this had a club, man.
Juelz Santana say the Dipset though, like he like
Club Dallas.
He was a nigga for like the younger motherfucker.
Yeah,
like,
but all this was before Dipset.
Yeah,
like right. They had mixtapes and shit, but they hadn't dropped the studio because Diplomatic Immunity came out the next year.
He kind of made them, gave them that.
That's what everybody wanted to be like. And yeah, that's what everybody wanted mm-hmm. to be like out of the Dipset.
With Juelz,
with the bandanas, how he rocked mm-hmm. them, and like.
And to me,
ain't nobody trying to
Jimmy
be Cam and Juelz and Jimmy.
Jimmy was the best rapper to me back then.
Back then?
To me. Like the verses he had on certain songs, he used to go the hardest to me.
Maybe so. I can't disagree.
As far as rap, I mean, shit, look at who's still rapping.
Yeah. Oh, you heard that Cam'ron Flex freestyle a little while ago?
He
was rapping about a girl and all kind of shit.
I heard
and all the girls in the studio with him and shit.
That shit was hard.
I got to go back. I got to revisit that. I got to revisit it. But this was the one with On Fire Tonight, stop calling. Now he always had a skit on most of his shits where he was, you know, he'd be on the phone talking to some girl, you know what I'm saying, dude or some shit. Just like with Mace. Mace used to do that shit too. He did, well, he did it on the Harlem World shit.
Remember, he was like, hello? Everybody used to try to talk to their girl slow on the phone because they thought there was Mace back in the day. Everybody should try to talk slow like Mace.
Then the shit he did with Beanie and Myth Bleak, that shit was hard. This shit right here.
Did you know?
This shit was epic, dog.
Memphis Bleak don't get enough credit.
He went the fuck off on
Memphis
this shit.
Bleak don't get enough credit.
He went off on this one, buddy. But then around this time, Bleak was spitting some hot shit.
That beat so hard.
Oh God, yes. Just Blaze.
Nigga, this is my era right here. Riding around in my Chrysler Sebring with my 17s, nigga. Tens in the back.
But you said something about Beans and Back to Wet. Do you know Games and Wet 100, the one who got Beanie lined up to get punched backstage that time?
Talking about at that like Uzi Vert concert or something like that?
Yeah, when he got knocked out and shit by doing Wet 100 lined that shit up, bro.
Why?
I forget why he said, but it came out in the club with him talking to Hassan and shit. When Hassan released the tape, so now that nigga Wet 100 whack as fuck, bro.
He got to move a certain way and they'd be doing all this talking and shit that he be doing and nobody touching him.
I mean, he is a blood, now. He a big pyro.
Here is something you can't understand.
Everybody he got money.
How I could just kill him.
He a millionaire. Think about it. He the manager for the gang. He been the manager for Blueface. He been the manager for like a lot of motherfuckers you don't even think of. Though.
He used to be security or some shit though back in the day, right?
This nigga that makes sense.
This nigga beefing with Jay Prince right now.
That's woof.
Yeah, not.
They got recorded. They got a conversation of Larry Hoover like 5 hours of that shit in prison. And they trying to damn bring it out, but damn don't want to get like the family to pro. So, like some crazy, like pretty much trying to extort, like, man. And the nigga's like, bro, that shit not finna happen, bro. But they said he's saying himself, like, he like, man, the shit I got, the video, Larry Hoover and the family had trust some lady to go record him back in the day with
and
him.
Wet 100.
She ran off with the damn tape or whatever, but some kind of way Wet got in contact with her. So he kind of brokered, you know what I'm saying, the middle between the shit or whatever. Mm-hmm. But what Jay Prince and I'm saying is, bro, you ain't got nothing to do with this shit, bro.
Yeah.
And especially if it's Larry Hoover shit, why the fuck are you touching that anyway?
Yeah, they ain't got nothing to do with you.
Like, bro, you know what this is? But he's saying shit like, man, he's saying the shit what everybody say about the King, bro. Like, that nigga was so ahead of his time that the shit he talking about then, which like 20, 30 years ago, like what going on today, and like, he's like, the nigga a genius, bro. Like, the shit, when it's Wet 100 saying like, man, no, niggas probably just mad at him because he got the footage. Niggas just want to see what the hell Honorable Chairman saying to niggas. But damn, this nigga goddamn, this nigga giving a nigga product. Like, man, I'm going to tell you something now. If this nigga was out, he like, niggas wouldn't be on there. Now, I'm a blood. I'm a pyro. I be woot, 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 woot. But he's saying like, bro, they got to keep this man locked up because this man is on a whole nother level, bro. This nigga been locked up since he was what?
21, 22?
Something like
that. He's 70-something now, bro.
Yeah. Well, and then about 50 years.
That the wildest shit, I know you about trying to wrap it up, but the wildest shit I heard by Jay Prince, it was a Houston
hand
radio station.
Hand over fist, we was getting money.
Hand over fist.
He made a thing about Wet 100, right? But he was talking.
I saw it.
And now the niggas with the nigga put on that bit, this nigga sound like a narrator.
Like he was reading that shit.
Yeah.
But a Houston radio station had called him and did a prank on him, right?
Yeah.
And it was like, at the end of the prank, they was like, yeah, this is so-and-so-and-so from the morning radio show. He was like, oh, this the radio show? He was like, I'm about to come up there. And it's like, nah, you got to come up there. He's like, nah, I'm about to come up there.
Yeah, I'm on my way.
When he got there,
everybody was
they
gone.
Was gone. They was gone. And they said he was on the way to like get on a plane to fly to the East Coast. So he was about to leave town.
He said he was going to play those childish
games. That's what he said. Yeah.
He said he was going to laugh with him.
Yep.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
He told Wet 100, he said, you must be a hater, but Dr. Prince has a cure for all your diseases.
I said, I would have come. I said, I got to see what the nigga was. The first nigga, like, that nigga sound like a narrator.
Yeah.
But I appreciate y'all joining me today again. We finally got back in here, man. Hopefully we
had enough show.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be on. We'll be back next week.
Y'all better be.
Depending on what my man got going on.
Who, Doogie?
Both of y'all.
Not me, nigga. Studio.
I up in Puppies, G. Okay. I been at home the last goddamn shit, really damn, because my other puppies, four months.
Yeah.
These shit, a week and a half, I still got.
Yeah. Nothing. But I'm sorry, I forgot to shout out to my daughter, my oldest daughter, Kayla Mitchell. She graduated from North Carolina A&T yesterday with her bachelor's in speech pathology and audiology. So I just wanted to tell her, congratulations, baby daddy, proud of you.
She can teach me how to say broccoli.
So that means
she can teach you how to say all that shit.
That means she can talk good and give you a good religion.
I don't know about religion.
What audiology? That's what that means.
I said audiology.
Audio,
like audio.
Yeah. Oh, audiology. Yeah, well, I thought you said audiology.
No, I said audiology.
Okay, well, that means she can do that, listen to the radio good.
Yeah, but
my daughter, the best listen to the radio now.
She, her next step
what
is.
What do audiology do, though? Like, tune with the music? Like,
no, it got something to do with the hearing and the speech shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I can't explain it.
Need to say Bartley.
Yeah. But she shout out to her.
He need to sign her up. She got a client already. Charles Bartley.
Quickly. Her next stop is at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. To get her master's
he really cried.
I know.
I had cried.
Hey, daughter, you got to get us some tickets for them games. Listen, boy.
And baby daddy,
I don't
love
care
you.
Who the fuck we going to see.
And I know I talked a lot of trash about
we can go
making
see
you be a grown woman, but you get me some tickets. We can, everything can be worked out.
Oh, my mama, homie.
But man, shout out to her.
We gonna see Alcorn State. We don't care, baby.
Yeah, man. Straight up.
Appalachia.
And don't forget to email.
Get it from the real sorry team in front of the beginning of the season.
Email, like, subscribe, follow, leave a review.
West Florida
Music Jones Podcast at gmail.com. The Music Jones Podcast on Instagram, JPJones81 on Instagram, Facebook, Julian Jones. But B Love, tell them where they can find you.
Pre_BP, everyone on social media, and the DJ Blaze Radio Show Podcast. Wherever you get your podcast for free, $3.99.
Doogie the Rapper, all platforms, and on Instagram. If you want them Frenches and them bullets, man, holla at me. SBN Frenches Doogie.
Word, man. And last thing I want to tell y'all is remember, you a paper chaser. Got your block on fire, remaining Jeep. Till the moment
I thought we had
expire.
A slogan for our end of our show. We're going to say every day. That means I'm rapping Jewish.
Take it easy, y'all. Peace.
Name ringing bells like school dismissal. But I know you remember, I know you remember. I'm from the city where they might put one in your temple. It's really that simple. 24 karat, the gold on the dental. That's just how they get down. That's just what they into. I mean, wagon with wooden utensils. I made a living off these instrumentals. She know me well and she know I ain't.